Will you please turn to the letter to the Hebrews?
请我们翻开希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
We'll read from verse 19 through verse 25.
我们由第十九节读到二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
希伯来书第十章十九节开始。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness for entering into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
The new and living way which he has dedicated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
And having a great priest over the house of God,
又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
Let us approach with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, sprinkled as to our hearts from a wicked conscience, and washed as to our body with pure water.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us hold fast the confession of the hope, unwavering, for he is faithful who has promised.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
And let us consider one another for provoking to love and good works.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together,as the custom is with some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more, as ye see the day drawing near.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we meet together before thy presence,
亲爱的主，当我们聚在你的面前的时候，
we pray that thy spirit will breathe upon thy word.
我们求你的灵在这话语上吹气，
and send thy word into our hearts.
把你的话送进我们的心中，
that it may be life and spirit to us.
对我们来讲能够成为是灵是生命。
How we praise and thank thee that thy word will not return to thee void.
我们求你叫这些话不突然的返回。
And it will bear fruit unto thyself.
能够为你自己结果子。
We give thee all the glory.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. A few days ago, when I was meditating on the Word of God,
几天前当我在默想主话语的时候，
Hebrews 10Verse 22,
希伯来书十章二十二节出现。
Let us approach with a true heart.
就当存诚心来到神的面前。
This sentence caught my attention.
这句话抓住我的注意。
Let us approach with a true heart.
就当存着诚心来到神面前。
Now, of course, we know.
当然我们知道。
Unless God has made provision for us,
除非神这样为我们预备了。
There is no way that we can approach Him.
不然我们没有办法来到神面前。
But thank God, He has made every provision for us.
感谢神，他为我们预备了一切的需要。
That we may approach Him with a true heart.
叫我们能够带着一个诚心来到他的跟前。
We know the letter to the Hebrews is a letter of exhortation.
我们知道希伯来书乃是一卷劝勉的书信。
And using especially the tabernacle as a background.
特别是以会幕作为一个背景。
And through the tabernacle, God shows the way of our approach to Him.
借着会幕，神把通到他面前的道路向我们显明。
I remember very vividly.
我记得非常的清楚。
Before I was saved.
哦，当我没有得救以前。
At the time when I was attending a conference.
我那一次参加了一次的特会。
With the hope that I might be saved.
我希望能够得救。
And one brother, he gave messages on the tabernacle.
有一个弟兄他讲到会幕的信息。
I couldn't understand anything.
我一点都不明白。
And especially that brother spoke with a Shandong dialect.
尤其是那个弟兄带着山东的口音。
And I couldn't understand that dialect.
我实在不明白山东话。
So at that time, I didn't know anything about the tabernacle.
我实在当时关于会幕一点都不了解。
It was like Greek to me.
对我来讲好像读希腊文一样。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
After He has saved me.
但是当主拯救我之后。
And during these years, when I was meditating on His word.
当那些年日我默想主的话的时候。
More and more, the tabernacle speaks to my heart.
会幕就一次一次更深地向我说话。
And I hope it will be the same with you all.
我也希望对你们来讲也是这样。
Now this morning we would like to use the tabernacle.
今天早上我们愿意用着会幕。
To show us the way of our approach to God.
来指出我们来到神面前的道路。
And we know that the tabernacle is made of three parts.
我们知道会幕乃是有三部分。
There was the outer court.
那里有外院。
And there was the holy place.
那里有圣所。
And there was the holiest of all.
也有至圣所。
Now in the outer court,
在外院的里面
you have two things.
有两样的东西。
The altar and the laver.
在那里有祭坛还有洗桌盆。
And in the holy place, there are three things.
在圣所里面有三样。
You have the golden candlestick.
在那里有金灯台。
You have the golden table of showbread.
有金陈设饼的桌子。
And the golden altar of incense.
还有香坛。
Then in the holiest of all,
那在至圣所的里面
There was only one thing.
那里只有一样东西
The Ark of God
就是神的约柜
With the mercy seat as its cover.
它其上有施恩座遮盖它
You know the outer court is an open space.
我们知道外院乃是一个通天的 一块地方
And there the sunlight shines upon the outer court.
阳光可以照进外院。
And it is a place where everybody can come and assemble there.
每一个人都可以来到那里聚集。
But in the holy place,
但是在圣所的里面
you find it is all covered.
我们知道那里是遮盖起来的。
And the only light in the holy place is from the light of the golden lampstand.
但里面唯一的光乃是从金灯台发出来的。
Not everybody can enter into the holy place.
不是每一个人都能够进入圣所。
Only the priest can enter in.
只有祭司能够进入。
And then in the holiest of all,
在至圣所里面,
there is no sunlight.
那里没有太阳光,
there is no candlelight.
也没有, 灯烛光,
but the glory of the Lord filled that place.
但神的荣耀充满在其中,
it is where the presence of God is.
那是神的所在之地。
And God is using this to show us.
神用着这些来告诉我们,
how can we approach Him?
我们如何地来到他的跟前?
You know, after God delivered His children of Israel out of Egypt,
当神把以色列人从埃及拯救出来,
He brought them to Himself to Mount Sinai.
他把他带到他自己的跟前来到西乃山,
and there He revealed His mind, His purpose of saving them.
在那里就把他拯救他们的目的, 以旨意启示给他们。
Why did He deliver them out of Egypt?
为什么他把他们从埃及拯救出来?
And He showed them that there is a definite purpose there.
因为他告诉他们那里有一个特定的旨意。
Because God wants to dwell among His own people.
因为神要住在人中间。
But God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
How could God, the Holy God, dwell among the people?
怎么样能够一位圣洁的神住在他的民中呢?
So He commanded them to build Him a tabernacle.
所以他就命令他们为他建造会幕。
And through the tabernacle, He might dwell among them.
借着会幕，他能够
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we find that when God saves us,
我们发现当神拯救我们之后,
there is a purpose behind it. He does not save us that we may be free to live for ourselves.
他拯救我们不是叫我们就是能够自由地为自己而活。
He saves us
他拯救我们,
that He may dwell among us.
他能够住在我们当中,
He wants to be with us.
他要与我们同在,
and He wants us to be with Him.
他要我们与他同在,
He wants to make His home among His own people.
他要在我们当中得到他的居所,
and of course, we make our home in Him too.
我们也能够在他那里得到居所。
So this is the purpose of God.
这是神自己的目的。
Now in order that purpose might be realized,
让这个旨意,这个目的能够达到,
He shows us the way of approaching Him.
他就指示出我们如何地来到他的跟前。
Now if you read the order of the building of the tabernacle,
如果你读建会幕的次序,
you'll find that it begins with the mercy seat, with the altar.
你发现是从施恩座跟祭坛那里开始。
And then it comes out to the lampstand, the table of shewbread, and also the altar of incense.
然后才临到金灯台陈设饼的桌子跟香坛。
And finally, you come to the brazen altar of burnt offering and also the laver.
然后我们才看到有铜的燔祭坛还有洗濯盆。
That is the order according to God's purpose.
这是根据神的旨意所有的次序。
Because everything begins with God Himself.
因为每一件事情是从神开始。
And from Him, you'll find gradually it reaches unto us sinners.
你发现从他那里一步一步地达到我们这些罪人。
That is the order you'll find in the letter to the Ephesians.
这是你在以弗所书里面看到的次序。
But When we talk about the approach to God,
当我们讲到如何来到神跟前的时候，
you find the order is reversed.
你就发现那个次序是掉过头来。
It begins with the outer court, then the holy place, and finally the holiest of all.
是从外院开始，然后到圣所，最后进到至圣所。
That is the order you find in the book of Romans.
这是在罗马书里面的次序。
So this morning we will like take the order according to Romans.
所以今天我们愿意用罗马书的次序来讲。
Because it is about our approach to God.
讲到我们如何来到神跟前。
When anyone desires to come to God,
当任何人他愿意来到神跟前，
As he enter into the outer court,
当他进到外院，
You'll find there is a huge brazen or copper altar standing there.
你就在那里看到一个大的铜祭坛在那里。
And of course, we know that altar speaks of the cross.
我们知道那一个祭坛是说到十字架。
And here you'll find the sacrifice will be offered to God.
在那里祭就献上给神。
Because without the sacrifice, no one can come to God.
若不是借着献祭，没有人能够来到神跟前。
How can we sinners approach the holy God?
我们这些罪人怎么能够来到神圣的神面前呢？
If we dare to approach,
如果我们真是有胆量来的话，
immediately we will be stricken to death.
我们就马上会被击杀。
Because no sinners, no one can approach God.
因为没有一个人，没有一个罪人能够来到神跟前。
He is so holy.
他是那么的圣洁。
And we are so defiled.
我们是那样的污秽。
There is no way except through the brazen altar.
如果不是经过这个铜的祭坛，没有其他的道路。
We know that copper or brass in the scripture speaks of judgment.
我们知道铜在圣经里面是讲到审判。
So you'll find in the outer court everything is made of copper or brass.
所以你就发现在外院里面那一切都是用铜造的。
Because it speaks of judgment.
因为在那里讲到审判。
And this altar is made of copper.
这一个审判是用铜来，这个祭坛是用铜来做的。
In other words, whenever we try to approach God,
就是当我们每一次要来到神跟前，
The first thing we meet will be judgment.
我们同一件事情所面对的乃是审判。
But thank God,
感谢神，
Because of the sacrifice,
因着献祭，
You find the children of Israel,
你就发现以色列的儿女们，
By offer the sacrifice,
借着他们所献上的祭物，
They will be accepted by the Holy God.
这位圣洁的神就能够接纳他们。
So we know that our Lord Jesus, He is the Lamb of God.
我们知道我们的主耶稣他是神的羔羊。
When our Lord came into this world,
当我们的主来到这个地上，
John the Baptist said, Behold,The Lamb of God.
使徒约翰说，看啊，神的羔羊。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
除去世人罪孽的。
The judgment falls upon him.
一切审判是临到了他。
Instead of falling upon us.
而没有临到我们。
He who knows no sin.
他呢，没有罪的。
Was made sin for us,
替我们成为罪，
that we may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
叫我们在基督耶稣里面能够成为神的义。
For this we are thankful to the Lord.
为了这个我们感谢神。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
it is because our Lord Jesus How he died on the cross of Calvary. He bore in his own body our sins. That we may be justified before God. Just as if we have never sinned. How gracious, how good is the salvation of our Lord Jesus. Will you please turn to the letter to the Hebrews? Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第10章.
We'll read from verse 19 through verse 25.
我们由第19节 读到25节.
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19.
希伯来书第10章19节开始.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness for entering into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus.
弟兄们, 我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
The new and living way which he has dedicated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。 从幔子经过, 这幔子就是他的身体。
And having a great priest over the house of God,
又有一位大祭司治理神的家,
let us approach with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, sprinkled as to our hearts from a wicked conscience, and washed as to our body with pure water.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us hold fast the confession of the hope, unwavering, for he is faithful who has promised.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。And
let us consider one another for provoking to love and good works.
就要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the custom is with some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more as ye see the day drawing near.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we meet together before thy presence,
亲爱的主, 当我们聚在你的面前的时候,
we pray that thy spirit will breathe upon thy word.
我们求你的灵在这话语上吹气,
and send thy word into our hearts,
把你的话送进我们的心中,
that it may be life and spirit to us.
对我们来讲能够成为是灵是生命。
How we praise and thank thee that thy word will not return to thee void.
我们求你叫这些话不突然的返回。
And it will bear fruit unto thyself.
能够为你自己结果子。
We give thee all the glory.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. A few days ago, when I was meditating on the Word of God,
几天前，当我在默想主话语的时候
，Hebrews 10 verse 22，
希伯来书十章二十二节出现
，Let us approach with a true heart，
就当存诚心来到神的面前。
This sentence caught my attention.
这句话抓住我的注意。
Let us approach with a true heart.
就当存着诚心来到神面前。
Now, of course, we know.
当然我们知道。
Unless God has made provision for us.
除非神这样为我们预备了。
There is no way that we can approach him.
不然我们没有办法来到神面前。
But thank God he has made every provision for us.
感谢神他为我们预备了一切的需要。
That we may approach him with a true heart.
叫我们能够带着一个诚心来到他的跟前。
We know the letter to the Hebrews is a letter of exhortation.
我们知道希伯来书乃是一卷劝勉的书信
and using especially the tabernacle as a background
特别是以会幕作为一个背景
and through the tabernacle God shows the way of our approach to him
借着会幕神把通到他面前的道路向我们显明。
I remember very vividly.
我记得非常的清楚。
Before I was saved.
哦，当我没有得救以前。
At the time when I was attending a conference.
我那一次参加了一次的特会。
With the hope that I might be saved.
我希望能够得救。
And one brother, he gave Messages on the tabernacle.
有一个弟兄他讲到会幕的信息。
I couldn't understand anything.
我一点都不明白。
And especially that brother spoke with a Shandong dialect.
尤其是那个弟兄带着山东的口音。
And I couldn't understand that dialect.
我实在不明白山东话。
So at that time, I didn't know anything about the tabernacle.
我实在当时关于会幕一点都不了解。
It was like Greek to me.
对我来讲好像读希腊文一样。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
After he has saved me.
但是当主拯救我之后。
And during these years when I was meditating on his word.
当那些年日我默想主的话的时候。
More and more the tabernacle speaks to my heart.
会幕就一次一次更深地向我说话。
And I hope it will be the same with you all.
我也希望对你们来讲也是这样。
Now this morning we would like to use the tabernacle.
今天早上我们愿意用着会幕。
To show us the way of our approach to God.
来指出我们来到神面前的道路。
And we know that the tabernacle is made of three parts.
我们知道会幕乃是有三部分。
There was the outer court.
那里有外院。
And there was the holy place.
那里有圣所。
And there was the holiest of all.
也有至圣所。
Now in the outer court,
在外院的里面,
you have two things.
有两样的东西。
The altar and the laver.
在那里有祭坛还有香和洗桌盆
and in the holy place there are three things
在圣所里面有三样
you have the golden candlestick
在那里有金灯台
you have the golden table of showbread
有金陈设饼的桌子
and the golden altar of incense
还有香坛
then in the holiest of all
那在至圣所的里面
there was only one thing
那里只有一样东西
the ark of God
就是神的约柜
with the mercy seat as its cover
它其上有施恩座遮盖它
you know the outer court is an open space
我们知道外院乃是一个通天的一块地方
and there the sunlight shines upon the outer court.
哦，阳光可以照进外院。
And it is a place where everybody can come and assemble there.
哦，每一个人都可以来到那里聚集。
But in the holy place,
但是在圣所的里面
you find it is all covered.
我们知道那里是遮盖起来的。
And the only light in the holy place is from the light of the golden lampstand.
但里面唯一的光乃是从金灯台发出来的。
Not everybody can enter into the holy place.
不是每一个人都能够进入圣所。
Only the priest can enter in.
只有祭司能够进入。
And then in the holiest of all,
在至圣所里面,
there is no sunlight,
那里没有太阳光,
there is no candlelight,
也没有, 灯烛光,
but the glory of the Lord fill that place.
但神的荣耀充满在其中。
It is where the presence of God is.
那是神的所在之地。
And God is using this to show us
神用着这些来告诉我们
How can we approach him?
我们如何的来到他的跟前
You know, after God delivered his children of Israel out of Egypt,
当神把以色列人从埃及拯救出来
He brought them to himself to Mount Sinai.
他把他带到他自己的跟前来到西乃山
And there he revealed his mind, his purpose,of saving them.
在那里就把他拯救他们的目的以旨意启示给他们。
Why did he deliver them out of Egypt?
为什么他把他们从埃及拯救出来?
And he showed them that there is a definite purpose there.
因为他告诉他们那里有一个特定的旨意。
Because God wants to dwell among his own people.
因为神要住在人中间
But God is holy.
神是圣洁的
How could God, the holy God, dwell among the people?
怎么样能够一位圣洁的神住在他的民中呢
So he commanded them to build him a tabernacle.
所以他就命令他们为他建造会幕
And through the tabernacle, he might dwell among them.
借着会幕他能够居住在他们中间。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we find that when God saves us,
我们发现当神拯救我们之后
there is a purpose behind it.
在其中有一个旨意。
He does not save us that we may be free to live for ourselves.
他拯救我们不是叫我们就是能够自由地为自己而活。
He saves us
他拯救我们
that he may dwell among us.
他能够住在我们当中。
He wants to be with us.
他要与我们同在。
And he wants us to be with him.
他要我们与他同在。
He wants to make his home among his own people.
他要在我们当中得到他的居所。
And of course, we make our home in him too.
我们也能够在他那里得到居所。
So this is the purpose of God.
这是神自己的目的。
Now, in order that purpose might be realized,
让这个旨意、这个目的能够达到
He shows us the way of approaching Him.
他就指示出我们如何的来到他的跟前。
Now, if you read the order of the building of the tabernacle,
如果你读建会幕的次序
You'll find that it begins with the mercy seat, with the altar.
你发现是从施恩座跟祭坛那里开始。
And then it comes out to the lampstand, the table of showbread, and also the altar of incense.
然后才临到金灯台、陈设饼的桌子跟香坛。
And finally, you come to the brazen altar of burnt offering and also the laver.
然后我们才看到有铜的燔祭坛还有洗濯盆。
That is the order according to God's purpose.
这是根据神的旨意所有的次序。
Because everything begins with God himself. And from him you'll find gradually it reaches unto us sinners.
你发现从他那里一步一步地达到我们这些罪人。
That is the order you find in the letter to the Ephesians.
这是你在以弗所书里面看到的次序。
But when we talk about the approach to God,
当我们讲到如何来到神跟前的时候,
you find the order is reversed.
你就发现那个次序是调过头来。
It begins with the outer court, then the holy place, and finally the holiest of all.
是从外院开始, 然后到圣所, 最后进到至圣所。
That is the order you'll find in the book of Romans.
这是在罗马书里面的次序。
So this morning we will like take the order according to Romans.
所以今天我们愿意用罗马书的次序来讲。
Because it is about our approach to God.
讲到我们如何来到神跟前。
When anyone desires to come to God,
任何人他愿意来到神跟前,
as he enters into the outer court,
当他进到外院,
you'll find there is a huge brazen or copper altar standing there.
你就在那里看到一个大的铜祭坛在那里。
And of course, we know that altar speaks of the cross.
我们知道那一个
And here you'll find the sacrifice will be offered to God.
在那里祭就献上给神。
Because without the sacrifice, no one can come to God.
若不是借着献祭, 没有人能够来到神跟前。
How can we sinners approach the Holy God?
我们这些罪人怎么能够来到 神圣的神面前呢?
If we dare to approach,
如果我们真是有胆量来的话,
immediately we will be stricken to death.
我们就马上会被击杀,
because no sinners, no one can approach God.
因为没有一个人, 没有一个罪人能够来到神跟前。
He is so holy,
他是那么的圣洁,
and we are so defiled. There is no way except through the brazen altar.
如果不是经过这个铜的祭坛, 没有其他的道路。
We know that copper or brass in the scripture speaks of judgment.
我们知道铜在圣经里面是讲到审判。
So you find in the outer court everything is made of copper or brass.
Race.
Because it speaks of judgment.
And
this altar is made of copper.
这个祭坛是用铜来做的。
In other words, whenever we try to approach God,
每一次要来到神跟前,
the first thing we meet will be judgment.
我们同一件事情所面对的乃是审判。
But thank God,
感谢神,
because of the sacrifice,
因着献祭,
you find the children of Israel,
你就发现以色列的儿女们,
by offer the sacrifice,
他们所献上的祭物,
they will be accepted by the Holy God.
这位圣洁的神就能够接纳他们。
So we know that our Lord Jesus, He is the Lamb of God.
我们知道我们的主耶稣他是神的羔羊。
When our Lord came into this world,
当我们的主来到这个地上,
John the Baptist said, Behold, the Lamb of God,
实际约翰说,看啊,神的羔羊,
who takes away the sin of the world,
除去世人罪孽的,
the judgment falls upon him,
一切, 审判是临到了他,
instead of falling upon us,
而没有临到我们,
he who knows no sin,
他呢,没有罪的,
was made sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. For this we are thankful to the Lord.
为了这个我们感谢神。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
it is because our Lord Jesus,
是因着我们的主耶稣,
how he died on the cross of Calvary.
他是如何的为我们死在十字架?
He bore in his own body our sins.
他用他自己的身体来
that we may be justified before God. Just as if we have never sinned. How gracious, how good is the salvation of our Lord Jesus. Will you please turn to the letter to the Hebrews?
请我们翻开希伯来书,
Hebrews chapter 10,
希伯来书第十章,
we'll read from verse 19 through verse 25,
我们由第十九节读到二十五节,
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19,
希伯来书第十章十九节开始,
having therefore, brethren, boldness for entering into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus.
弟兄们, 我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所,
the new and living way which he has dedicated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路, 从幔子经过, 这幔子就是他的身体。
And having a great priest over the house of God,
又有一位大祭司治理神的家,
let us approach with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, sprinkled as to our hearts from a wicked conscience, and washed as to our body with pure water.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去, 身体用清水洗净了, 就当存着诚心和充足的信心, 来到神面前。
Let us hold fast the confession of the hope, unwavering, for he is faithful who has promised.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望,不致摇动, 因为那应许我们的是信实的。
And let us consider one another for provoking to love and good works.
就要彼此相顾,激发爱心,勉励行善。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the custom is with some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more, as ye see the day drawing near.
你们不可停止聚会, 好像那些停止惯了的人, 倒要彼此劝勉, 既知道那日子临近, 就更当如此。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we meet together before thy presence,
亲爱的主, 当我们聚在你的面前的时候,
we pray that thy spirit will breathe upon thy word.
我们求你的灵在这话语上吹气,
and send thy word into our hearts,
把你的话送进我们的心中,
that it may be life and spirit to us.
对我们来讲能够成为是灵是生命。
How we praise and thank thee that thy word will not return to thee void.
我们求你叫这些话不突然的返回。
And it will bear fruit unto thyself.
能够为你自己结果子。
We give thee all the glory.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. A few days ago, when I was meditating on the Word of God,
几天前，当我在默想主话语的时候，
Hebrews 10 verse 22，
希伯来书十章二十二节出现，
Let us approach with a true heart，
就当存诚心来到神的面前。
This sentence caught my attention.
这句话抓住我的注意。
Let us approach with a true heart.
就当存着诚心来到神面前。
Now, of course, we know.
当然我们知道。
Unless God has made provision for us.
除非神这样为我们预备了。
There is no way that we can approach Him.
不然我们没有办法来到神面前。
But thank God, He has made every provision for us.
感谢神，他为我们预备了一切的需要。
That we may approach Him with a true heart.
叫我们能够带着一个诚心来到他的跟前。
We know the letter to the Hebrews is a letter of exhortation.
我们知道希伯来书乃是一卷劝勉的书信。
And using especially the tabernacle as a background.
特别是以会幕作为一个背景。
And through the tabernacle, God shows the way of our approach to Him.
借着会幕，神把通到他面前的道路向我们显明。
I remember very vividly,
我记得非常的清楚。
Before I was saved,
当我没有得救以前，
At the time when I was attending a conference,
我那一次参加了一次的特会，
With the hope that I might be saved,
我希望能够得救。
And one brother, he gave messages on the tabernacle.
有一个弟兄他讲到会幕的信息。
I couldn't understand anything.
我一点都不明白。
And especially that brother spoke with a Shandong dialect.
尤其是那个弟兄带着山东的口音。
And I couldn't understand that dialect.
我实在不明白山东话。
So at that time I didn't knowanything about the tabernacle.
我实在当时关于会幕一点都不了解。
It was like Greek to me.
对我来讲好像读希腊文一样。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
After He has saved me.
但是当主拯救我之后。
And during these years when I was meditating on His word.
当那些年日我默想主的话的时候。
More and more, the tabernacle speaks to my heart.
会幕就一次一次更深地向我说话。
And I hope it will be the same with you all.
我也希望对你们来讲也是这样。
Now this morning we would like to use the tabernacle.
今天早上我们愿意用着会幕。
To show us the way of our approach to God.
来指出我们来到神面前的道路。
And we know that the tabernacle is made of three parts.
我们知道会幕乃是有三部分。
There was the outer court.
那里有外院。
And there was the holy place.
那里有圣所。
And there was the holiest of all.
也有至圣所。
Now in the outer court,
在外院的里面，
you have two things.
有两样的东西。
The altar and the laver.
在那里有祭坛还有洗桌盆。
And in the holy place there are three things.
在圣所里面有三样。
You have the golden candlestick.
在那里有金灯台。
You have the golden table of showbread.
有金陈设饼的桌子。
And the golden altar of incense.
还有香坛。
Then in the holiest of all,
那在至圣所的里面
，there was only one thing，
那里只有一样东西
，the ark of God，
就是神的约柜
，with the mercy seat as its cover。
哦，它其上有施恩座遮盖它。
You know the outer court is an open space。
我们知道外院乃是一个通天的一块地方。
And there the sunlight shines upon the outer court。
哦，阳光可以照进外院。
And it is a place where everybody can come and assemble there.
哦，每一个人都可以来到那里聚集。
But in the holy place,
但是在圣所的里面
you find it is all covered.
我们知道那里是遮盖起来的。
And the only light in the holy place is from the light of the golden lampstand.
在里面唯一的光乃是从金灯台发出来的。
Not everybody can enter into the holy place.
不是每一个人都能够进入圣所。
Only the priest can enter in.
只有祭司能够进入。
And then in the holiest of all,
在至圣所里面
there is no sunlight,
那里没有太阳光
there is no candlelight,
也没有灯烛光
but the glory of the Lord fill that place.
但神的荣耀充满在其中
It is where the presence of God is.
那是神的所在之地
And God is using this to show us
神用着这些来告诉我们
How can we approach him?
我们如何的来到他的跟前
You know, after God delivered his children of Israel out of Egypt,
当神把以色列人从埃及拯救出来
He brought them to himself to Mount Sinai.
他把他带到他自己的跟前来到西乃山
And there he revealed his mind, his purpose,of saving them.
在那里就把他拯救他们的目的以旨意启示给他们。
Why did he deliver them out of Egypt?
为什么他把他们从埃及拯救出来?
And he showed them that there is a definite purpose there.
因为他告诉他们那里有一个特定的旨意。
Because God wants to dwell among his own people.
因为神要住在人中间
But God is holy
神是圣洁的
How could God the holy God dwell among the people
怎么样能够一位圣洁的神住在他的民中呢
So he commanded them to build him a tabernacle
所以他就命令他们为他建造会幕
And through the tabernacle he might dwell among them
借着会幕他能够居住在他们中间。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we find that when God saves us,
我们发现当神拯救我们之后
there is a purpose behind it.
在其中有一个旨意。
He does not save us that we may be free to live for ourselves.
他拯救我们不是叫我们就是能够自由地为自己而活。
He saves us that he may dwell among us.
他能够住在我们当中。
He wants to be with us.
他要与我们同在。
And he wants us to be with him.
他要我们与他同在。
He wants to make his home among his own people.
他要在我们当中得到他的居所。
And of course, we make our home in him too.
我们也能够在他那里得到居所。
So this is the purpose of God.
这是神自己的目的。
Now in order that purpose might be realized.
哦，让这个旨意，这个目的能够达到。
He shows us the way of approaching him.
他就指示出我们如何的来到他的跟前。
Now if you read the order of the building of the tabernacle.
如果你读建会幕的次序
you'll find that it begins with the mercy seat, with the altar.
你发现是从施恩座跟祭坛那里开始。
And then it comes out to the lampstand, the table of showbread, and also the altar of incense.
哦，然后才临到金灯台陈设饼的桌子跟香坛
And finally you come to the brazen altar of burnt offering and also the laver.
然后我们才看到有铜的燔祭坛还有洗濯盆。
That is the order according to God's purpose.
这是根据神的旨意所有的次序。
Because everything begins with God himself.
因为每一件事情是从神开始。
And from him you find gradually it reaches unto us sinners.
你发现从他那里一步一步的达到我们这些罪人。
That is the order you find in the letter to the Ephesians.
这是你在以弗所书里面看到的次序。
But when we talk about the approach to God,
当我们讲到如何来到神跟前的时候，
you find the order is reversed.
你就发现那个次序是掉过头来。
It begins with the outer court, then the holy place, and finally the holiest of all.
是从外院开始，然后到圣所，最后进到至圣所。
That is the order you find in the book of Romans.
这是在罗马书里面的次序。
So this morning we will like take the order according to Romans.
所以今天我们愿意用罗马书的次序来讲。
Because it is about our approach to God.
讲到我们如何来到神跟前。
When anyone desires to come to God,
当任何人他愿意来到神跟前，
As he enter into the outer court,
当他进到外院，
You find there is a huge brazen or copper altar standing there.
你就在那里看到一个大的铜祭坛在那里。
And of course, we know that altar speaks of the cross.
我们知道那一个祭坛是说到十字架。
And here you'll find the sacrifice will be offered to God.
在那里祭就献上给神。
Because without the sacrifice, no one can come to God.
若不是借着献祭，没有人能够来到神跟前。
How can we sinners approach the holy God?
我们这些罪人怎么能够来到神圣的神面前呢？
If we dare to approach,
如果我们真是有胆量来的话，
immediately we will be stricken to death.
我们就马上会被击杀。
Because no sinners, no one can approach God.
因为没有一个人，没有一个罪人能够来到神跟前。
He is so holy.
他是那么的圣洁。
And we are so defiled.
我们是那样的污秽。
There is no way except through the brazen altar.
如果不是经过这个铜的祭坛，没有其他的道路。
We know that copper or brass in the scripture speaks of judgment.
我们知道铜在圣经里面是讲到审判。
So you find in the outer court everything is made of copper or brass.
所以你就发现在外院里面那一切都是用铜造的。
Because it speaks of judgment.
因为在那里讲到审判。
And this altar is made of copper.
这一个审判是用铜来，这个祭坛是用铜来做的。
In other words, whenever we try to approach God,
就是当我们每一次要来到神跟前，
The first thing we meet will be judgment.
我们同一件事情所面对的乃是审判。
But thank God,
感谢神，
Because of the sacrifice,
因着献祭，
You find the children of Israel,
你就发现以色列的儿女们，
by offer the sacrifice,
借着他们所献上的祭物，
they will be accepted by the holy God.
这位圣洁的神就能够接纳他们。
So we know that our Lord Jesus, he is the Lamb of God.
我们知道我们的主耶稣他是神的羔羊。
When our Lord came into this world,
当我们的主来到这个地上，
John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God.
使徒约翰说，看啊，神的羔羊。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
除去世人罪孽的,
the judgment falls upon him.
审判是临到了他,
instead of falling upon us.
而没有临到我们,
he who knows no sin.
他呢,没有罪的,
was made sin for us.
替我们成为罪,
that we may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
叫我们在基督耶稣里面能够成为神的义。
For this we are thankful to the Lord.
为了这个我们感谢神。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
it is because our Lord Jesus,
是因着我们的主耶稣,
how he died on the cross of Calvary.
他是如何的为我们死在十字架。
He bore in his own body our sins.
他用他自己的身体来替我们接受过罪的刑罚。
That we may be justified before God.
叫我们能够在神面前被称为义。
Just as if we have never sinned.
就好像我们从来没有犯过罪一样。
How gracious, how good is the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
我们的主给我们的救恩是多么的充满。
Will you please turn to the letter to the Hebrews?
请我们翻开希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第10章。
We'll read from verse 19 through verse 25.
我们由第19节读到 25节,
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
希伯来书第10章19节开始。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness for entering into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus.
弟兄们, 我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
The new and living way which he has dedicated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路,从幔子经过,这幔子就是他的身体。
And having a great priest over the house of God,
又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
Let us approach with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, sprinkled as to our hearts from a wicked conscience, and washed as to our body with pure water.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us hold fast the confession of the hope, unwavering, for he is faithful who has promised.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望,不致摇动, 因为那应许我们的是信实的。
And let us consider one another for provoking to love and good works.
又要彼此相顾,激发爱心,勉励行善。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the custom is with some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more, as ye see the day drawing near.
你们不可停止聚会,好像那些停止逛了的人, 倒要彼此劝勉,既知道那日子临近,就更当如此。Let's
have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。Dear
Lord, as we meet together before thy presence,
亲爱的主, 当我们聚在你的面前的时候,
we pray that thy spirit will breathe upon thy word.
我们求你的灵在这话语上吹气。
And send thy word into our hearts.
把你的话送进我们的心中。
That it may be life and spirit to us.
对我们来讲能够成为是灵是生命。
How we praise and thank thee that thy word will not return to thee void.
我们求你叫这些话不突然的返回。
And it will bear fruit unto thyself.
能够为你自己结果子。
We give thee all the glory.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.A few days ago, when I was meditating on the Word of God,
几天前当我在默想主话语的时候
Hebrews 10, verse 22,
希伯来书十章二十二节出现
Let us approach with a true heart.
就当存诚心来到神的面前。
This sentence caught my attention.
这句话抓住我的注意。
Let us approach with a true heart.
就当存着诚心来到神面前。
Now, of course, we know.
当然我们知道。
Unless God has made provision for us.
除非神这样为我们预备了
There is no way that we can approach him.
不然我们没有办法来到神面前
But thank God he has made every provision for us.
感谢神他为我们预备了一切的需要
That we may approach him with a true heart.
叫我们能够带着一个诚心来到他的跟前
We know the letter to the Hebrews is a letter of exhortation.
我们知道希伯来书乃是一卷劝勉的书信。
And using especially the tabernacle as a background.
特别是以会幕作为一个背景。
And through the tabernacle, God shows the way of our approach to Him.
借着会幕，神把通到他面前的道路向我们显明。
I remember very vividly.
我记得非常的清楚。
Before I was saved.
当我没有得救以前。
At the time when I was attending a conference.
我那一次参加了一次的特会。
With the hope that I might be saved.
我希望能够得救。
And one brother, he gave messages on the tabernacle.
有一个弟兄他讲到会幕的信息。
I couldn't understand anything.
我一点都不明白。
And especially that brother spoke with a Shandong dialect.
尤其是那个弟兄带着山东的口音。
And I couldn't understand that dialect.
我实在不明白山东话。
So at that time, I didn't know anything about the tabernacle.
我实在当时关于会幕一点都不了解。
It was like Greek to me.
对我来讲好像读希腊文一样。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
After he has saved me.
但是当主拯救我之后。
And during these years when I was meditating on his word.
当那些年日我默想主的话的时候。
More and more the tabernacle speaks to my heart.
会幕。就一次一次更深地向我说话。
And I hope it will be the same with you all.
我也希望对你们来讲也是这样。
Now this morning we would like to use the tabernacle.
今天早上我们愿意用着会幕。
To show us the way of our approach to God.
来指出我们来到神面前的道路。
And we know that the tabernacle is made of three parts.
我们知道会幕乃是有三部分。
There was the outer court.
那里有外院。
And there was the holy place.
那里有圣所。
And there was the holiest of all.
也有至圣所。
Now in the outer court,
在外院的里面,
you have two things.
有两样的东西。
The altar and the laver.
在那里有祭坛还有洗桌盆
And in the holy place there are three things
在圣所里面有三样
You have the golden candlestick,
在那里有金灯台,
you have the golden table of showbread,
有金陈设饼的桌子,
and the golden altar of incense,
还有香坛。
Then in the holiest of all,
那在至圣所的里面,
there was only one thing,
那里只有一样东西,
the ark of God,
就是神的约柜,
with the mercy seat as its cover.
哦，它其上有施恩座遮盖它。
You know the outer court is an open space.
我们知道外院乃是一个通天的一块地方。
And there the sunlight shines upon the outer court.
哦，阳光可以照进外院。
And it is a place where the everybody can come and assemble there.
哦，每一个人都可以来到那里聚集。
But in the holy place,
但是在圣所的里面,
you find it is all covered.
我们知道那里是遮盖起来的。
And the only light in the holy place is from the light of the golden lampstand.
但里面唯一的光乃是从灯金灯台发出来的。
Not everybody can enter into the holy place.
不是每一个人都能够进入圣所。
Only the priest can enter in.
只有祭司能够进入。
And then in the holiest of all,
在至圣所里面,
there is no sunlight,
那里没有太阳光,
there is no candlelight,
也没有灯烛光,
but the glory of the Lord fill that place.
但神的荣耀充满在其中。
It is where the presence of God is.
那是神的所在之地。
And God is using this to show us,
神用着这些来告诉我们
How can we approach him?
我们如何的来到他的跟前
You know, after God delivered his children of Israel out of Egypt,
当神把以色列人从埃及拯救出来
He brought them to himself to Mount Sinai.
他把他带到他自己的跟前来到西乃山
And there he revealed his mind, his purpose,of saving them.
在那里就把他拯救他们的目的与旨意启示给他们。
Why did he deliver them out of Egypt?
为什么他把他们从埃及拯救出来?
And he showed them that there is a definite purpose there.
因为他告诉他们那里有一个特定的旨意。
Because God wants to dwell among his own people.
因为神要住在人中间
But God is holy.
神是圣洁的
How could God, the holy God, dwell among the people?
怎么样能够一位圣洁的神住在他的民中呢
So he commanded them to build him a tabernacle.
所以他就命令他们为他建造会幕
And through the tabernacle, he might dwell among them.
借着会幕他能够居住在他们中间。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we find that when God saves us,
我们发现当神拯救我们之后
there is a purpose behind it.
在其中有一个旨意。
He does not save us that we may be free to live for ourselves.
他拯救我们不是叫我们就是能够自由地为自己而活。
He saves us
他拯救我们
that he may dwell among us.
他能够住在我们当中。
He wants to be with us.
他要与我们同在。
And he wants us to be with him.
他要我们与他同在。
He wants to make his home among his own people.
他要在我们当中得到他的居所。
And of course, we make our home in him too.
我们也能够在他那里得到居所。
So this is the purpose of God.
这是神自己的目的。
Now in order that purpose might be realized,
让这个旨意这个目的能够达到
He shows us the way of approaching him.
他就指示出我们如何的来到他的跟前。
Now if you read the order of the building of the tabernacle,
如果你读建会幕的次序
You'll find that it begins with the mercy seat, with the altar.
你发现是从施恩座跟祭坛那里开始。
And then it comes out to the lampstand the table of shewbread and also the altar of incense.
然后才临到金灯台陈设饼的桌子跟香坛。
And finally you come to the brazen altar of burnt offering and also the laver.
然后我们才看到有铜的燔祭坛还有洗桌盆。
That is the order according to God's purpose.
这是根据神的旨意所有的次序。
Because everything begins with God himself.
因为每一件事情是从神开始。
And from him, you'll find gradually it reaches unto us sinners.
你发现从他那里一步一步地达到我们这些罪人。
That is the order you find in the letter to the Ephesians.
这是你在以弗所书里面看到的次序。
But when we talk about the approach to God,
当我们讲到如何来到神跟前的时候,
you find the order is reversed.
你就发现那个次序是掉过头来。
It begins with the outer court, then the holy place, and finally the holiest of all.
是从外院开始, 然后到圣所, 最后进到至圣所。
That is the order you'll find in the book of Romans.
这是在罗马书里面的次序。
So this morning we will like take the order according to Romans.
所以今天我们愿意用罗马书的次序来讲。
Because it is about our approach to God.
讲到我们如何来到神跟前。
When anyone desires to come to God,
任何人他愿意来到神跟前,
as he enter into the outer court,
当他进到外院,
you'll find there is a huge brazen or copper altar standing there.
你就在那里看到一个大的铜祭坛在那里。
And of course, we know that altar speaks of the cross.
我们知道那一个
And here you'll find the sacrifice will be offered to God.
在那里祭就献上给神。
Because without the sacrifice, no one can come to God.
若不是借着献祭, 没有人能够来到神跟前。
How can we sinners approach the Holy God?
我们这些罪人怎么能够来到 神圣的神面前呢?
If we dare to approach,
如果我们真是有胆量来的话,
immediately we will be stricken to death.
我们就马上会被击杀。
Because no sinners, no one can approach God.
因为没有一个人, 没有一个罪人能够来到神跟前。
He is so holy.
他是那么的圣洁。
And we are so defiled.
我们是那样的污秽。
There is no way except through the brazen altar.
如果不是经过这个铜的祭坛, 没有其他的道路。
We know that copper or brass in the scripture speaks of judgment.
我们知道铜在圣经里面是讲到审判。
So you find in the outer court everything is made of copper or brass.
所以你就发现在外院里面那一切都是用铜造的。
Because it speaks of judgment.
因为在那里讲到审判。
And this altar is made of copper.
这个祭坛是用铜来做的。
In other words, whenever we try to approach God,
就是当我们每一次要来到神跟前,
the first thing we meet will be judgment.
我们同一件事情所面对的乃是审判。
But thank God,
感谢神,
because of the sacrifice,
因着献祭,
you'll find the children of Israel,
你就发现以色列的儿女们,
by offer the sacrifice,
借着他们所献上的祭物,
they will be accepted by the Holy God.
这位圣洁的神就能够接纳他们。
So we know that our Lord Jesus, He is the Lamb of God. When our Lord came into this world, John the Baptist said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
使徒约翰说, 看啊,
who takes away the sin of the world. The judgment falls upon Him.
一切审判是临到了他,
instead of falling upon us.
而没有临到我们,
he who knows no sin
他呢,没有罪的,
was made sin for us.
替我们成为罪,
that we may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
叫我们在基督耶稣里面能够成为神的义。
For this we are thankful to the Lord.
为了这个我们感谢神。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
it is because our Lord Jesus,
是因着我们的主耶稣,
how he died on the cross of Calvary.
他是如何的为我们死在十字架。
He bore in his own body our sins.
他用他自己的身体来 替我们接受了罪的刑罚,
that we may be justified before God.
叫我们能够在神面前被称为义,
just as if we have never sinned.
就好像我们从来没有犯过罪一样。
How gracious, how good is the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
我们的主给我们的救恩是多么的充满。